Welcome to Silence the Mind Cluck. I'm your host, Maria T. Finch, and I'm super glad that you're here. Get ready to quiet that mind and reap the rewards. So good morning, everyone. I am Maria T. Finch, and I want to welcome you to our very first episode of the Silence the Mind Cluck podcast. On this podcast, I'm going to be speaking with a broad variety of interesting and accomplished people, and we'll talk about mind cluck that they've experienced in pursuit of their goals and what they did to overcome it. And today I'm just thrilled to have Russ Johns of the Pirate Syndicate here. Russ, thanks so much for being here. And please tell us what you'd like to tell us about yourself to start out.
Well, thank you, Maria. I'm so excited to be here because I just adore you and I just love what you're doing. And the reality is that we all have this clutter and noise that we have to unwind. And for someone like yourself to step up and say, hey, let's clear the mind cluck, silence the mind cluck, and let's see if we can't get some clarity in our lives is so important. And thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, well, I'm just thrilled to have you here. Thanks for all the kind words. So to start with, why don't you tell us a bit about what you do and what you would like to talk about in terms of accomplishments today?
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, I run the Pirate Syndicate, which I've been in radio and television and broadcasting for years. I got into advertising in 1985, I think was my first adventure into advertising. Uh-huh. And throughout my career, I've always loved helping other people achieve their goals. And one of the things that we're living through right now is this ability to do exactly what you're doing and share with people online, over the airwaves, all over the world, the opportunity to improve and excel in what they're doing and learn a little bit more about themselves. And I think it's really important for people to know that historically in radio, if you're not given permission to broadcast, you're considered a pirate broadcaster.
Oh, okay.
So I broadcast, you know, over 1,000 episodes of something in advance of starting the Pirate Syndicate. And so now I'm helping producers, creative people come together and learn about this live streaming opportunity, helping others like yourself learn about live streaming, getting their word out, getting their message out, and helping more people help more people. And I love what I do, and I'm passionate about the idea that we all have a gift, we all have a message, and we all have something that we can share and enrich the world with. And your topic and silence of the mind cluck, because a lot of people get stuck in the clutter and the thoughts and the overwhelm and everything that goes on. So thank you so much. And I'm here to help kind of set the stage so people like yourself can actually excel in their message.
Thank you so much, Russ. That's so interesting. So I hadn't made the connection between the Pirate Syndicate and pirate radio. Like, that's totally fascinating. Is that how you came up with your name?
That's how I started out with the pirate broadcast.
Okay.
And I did over 500 shows, 5 days a week, every day.
Wow.
And what I discovered, there's two groups of individuals that really need assistance. And it's the people that want to learn how to produce shows. They want to be behind the scenes, like what I do a lot.
Right.
And then there's people that have a message like yourself that they don't want to deal with the tech. They don't want to necessarily deal with all the details. And they still have a gift to share with the world. So bringing those two different skill sets together is for me a very exciting opportunity. So if I can help more people and help you shine, I win. You win. We all win.
Right, right. What a wonderful thing to be doing. And it's so I can vouch for the fact that the tech is, there's a lot of tech that goes into doing something like this. And so having someone like you, Russ, to handle that part is so helpful. So for anyone out there who's interested in live streaming and podcasting, I can vouch for the fact that Russ is an incredible expert and really makes this process just so much easier. So tell us about, I can imagine as you have gone through your career and gone through your life that there have been various important things you have set out to accomplish. And I think all humans experience mind cluck. So can you share a bit about the kinds of mind cluck that you've experienced? You can talk about a specific goal and accomplishment, or more broadly, whatever makes sense for you. So we're just interested in hearing from someone who is very accomplished, what kinds of mind cluck have you experienced?
Oh, that's a great question. And I love that you're talking about this. I just have to restate that, because one of the things that I have been in, I've worked for corporations for over 20, almost 27 years, in and out of corporations that no longer exist anymore. And when you climb up through the ranks of any industry or any kind of company, and you get to the point where they say, have a nice day, and they send you out the door, and they say, I call it the corporate orphanage, because of mergers and acquisitions, or they, the economy didn't hold up the way they expected. Sometimes people lose their positions. And for someone that's really invested in excelling and being continuously learning about stuff and growing, it's really, at times, you get in your head that this is my identity.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
And it's really not my identity. However, all of a sudden you're left out into the street, and you've given so much, you've poured so much into this opportunity, this business, and you helped it grow. You've watched it grow. You hired other people, you've built teams, you've just accelerated through this company. And then all of a sudden somebody buys it and you're just out the door. It really has this opportunity to clutter your mind with this noise saying, you're not what you thought you were, or you what are you going to do now?
Right.
You big shot, what you going to do now?
Right.
And so, I was devastated when that first happened. And now it's, after 2010, the last time it happened was in 2010, and I haven't looked back. I just created my own thing. But I think there's so many people that have that mind cluck, that they have this thing that they just have to shift, and they have to figure out a way to unpack that makes sense, and find a new story or a new direction, you probably have ideas and ways that you can declutter, so to speak, and silence the mind clock. So
absolutely. Well, so first of all, tell us, when you have been in one of these times in your life, what helped you move forward? Did you do mental or physical exercises? Like, what were the things that really got you to silence that mind cluck so that you could say, you know what, a corporate merger isn't about me, it's about something else, and I can hold on to my own integrity and my own value and move forward and pursue another job, or start my own business, or whatever you chose to do. So what did you find helped you when you were in one of those situations?
Great question. So first and foremost, what I did was step back, reflect on what I was feeling.
That's so important. That's so important.
recognize it and acknowledge, okay, I'm feeling disposed of. I'm feeling worthless. And I'm feeling frustrated, confused, fill in any kind of words you want. Uh-huh. And just for myself, I just had to recognize it and acknowledge that feeling. And then the next step in that is saying, this feeling is temporary and I'm grateful for all I have. So moving from acknowledgement to gratitude, uh-huh, and shifting the perception of what I do have and what I'm thankful for instead of what has been eliminated from my life and what has changed.
Yeah, that's so important. And I want to go back to one of the first things you said, which is this is temporary.
Yes.
I think so often when we're consumed with mind cluck, it seems like it will never end. And so being able to specifically, like you're saying, take a step back, mm-hmm, you know, acknowledge your own feelings and then really recognize like this is temporary. I was reading something yesterday and it pulled up the quote. I don't know who said it originally, but it was "this too shall pass," and just how important that quote is. Mm-hmm. Another good one is the one thing in life you can count on is change. So when we feel bad, it's really good to remember like something is temporary and you're going to move on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you for sharing those things. What else? Were there other things that you did that helped you feel, you know, get back into your sense of your own power, and give you the motivation and the confidence to move forward?
Absolutely. Maria, that is really important. I think you almost touched on it. And I think one of the most important things is for people, so acknowledge it, return with gratitude, and then, mm-hmm, take action. Uh-huh. Until you take action, you're going to sit there and we only have our experience looking back. We don't have experience looking forward.
Right.
And we have ideas and dreams, and we can actually, when we take action, momentum takes place. Mm-hmm. And even if we may not know where the next step is or the next six steps are, we can actually start taking action in our own future and creating something that will help us see clearly. Because until you start walking through the trees in the forest,
yeah,
you really can't see. You can't see the other side. So you really have to start just doing daily activities to start getting yourself motivated to actually think about what it is that's going to happen next and where you're going to put your energy.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So can you give us an example, like for an activity that got you going again? Are you talking about doing something small, doing something medium, doing something big? Like what did you find worked for you? And I realize, you know, everybody is different. So, mm-hmm, a step that might work for you might not work for somebody else. But I think it's so interesting to share, you know, what were the little or big steps that you took that you really found worked?
You know, one of the things that I've done over the years, and I come and go through this, but is finding it something and just start journaling.
Okay.
And when you start journaling, for myself, you know, going back to those feelings of what's going through my head.
Right.
Just get it out of your head. Just put it down on paper, regardless of what it is. Don't think it's too crazy, too funny. And then start pulling things out that, okay, well, since I have a clean slate, what would I like to do? And so start collecting some ideas and put that out there. And then collect a few ideas about what skills do I have that I enjoy most? Because a lot of people work because they have to pay a mortgage or they have to take care of their family or they have to pay their car note. And they don't stop to think about what it is about that task that they enjoy. Do they enjoy it?
Yeah.
Is it just a job? And that's mind cluck as well. That's all different.
Absolutely. Subject.
And so since you have an opportunity and treat it as an opportunity, because it's just perception,
right?
This perception that we have, you know, like you said, change is constant.
Yeah.
So let's use this as an opportunity to do something we might enjoy a little more, or find a job that fits that opportunity. And then the next step, after you've kind of collected some thoughts, they don't have to be formal thoughts. They don't have to be cut in stone or anything.
Right.
Go out and start meeting other people.
Okay.
Or at least connecting with other people. Online, we could do a lot more all over the world. And so meet people that you can talk to about the subjects you're interested in and get a perception or an understanding of what that actually means from a day-to-day activity. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important for people to unpack, because, you know, how many students go to college, get a degree in something, and then they discover this is not the job that I imagined it was?
Yeah, I think that's true, not just for students. I mean, I think that's true for people who are late in their careers,
you know,
where something happens and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, why am I doing this? Like, does this really light me up? And I think that when you silence mind cluck, it's a lot easier to make those assessments.
Absolutely. And I think it's really, I think it's valuable, Maria, to practice on a regular basis. You know, I meditate, you know, I go for bike rides, or I go for a walk. I change my state. I change my, you know, location, or I get up and take a walk. And when something's stuck, you know, you kind of just have to put it on the shelf, walk away, and not think about it directly. You know, don't focus on it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I had a wise boss tell me one time, and I was in the safety field.
Okay.
And one of the challenges I had in safety was, you know, when somebody broke rules or they didn't follow the guidelines and they created unsafe conditions, you know, it was uncomfortable for me to discipline people and, you know, fire somebody that's been there for a long time for, you know, creating a circumstance. But he told me, he goes, Russ, sometimes when you have problems that you're running up against, sitting on the fence will allow the problems to resolve themselves.
Okay.
Goes, so you don't have to make a decision right now. Sometimes you have to allow it to sit for a while. And sometimes they work themselves out. Sometimes they don't. And so don't react as soon as possible. Just reflect a little bit. And that's one of the lessons that I learned early, is like, okay, I don't have to necessarily, I know what I may have to do, and I may have to do it in a certain sequence or a chain of events.
Right.
But your mind cluck gets that instant reaction. You know, you want, you want to, something happened. And it's really, when you start building that into your life and the philosophy of relaxing and just reflecting on things, it makes life so much easier.
I couldn't agree more. One of the things that I talk about sometimes is putting on my anthropologist hat. So if I'm looking at a situation that, you know, makes my stomach clench, instead of reacting, it's like, okay, I'm an anthropologist. And I'm evaluating this from the outside, from the big view. And I'm saying, what do I think about this? You know, what's going on here? And try not to jump right in with that gut reaction, because giving yourself a little bit of pause often can solve something. It can enable you to have greater compassion or patience or whatever you might need in that moment. And that also makes it easier for you.
Yeah.
So wow. So on this podcast, I am shooting to keep episodes around 20 minutes, and we're about to get there. I feel like, Russ, I feel like you and I could chat for hours. And so I hope that you'll come back and we can keep keep this conversation going.
Thank you.
In the meantime, I wanted you to give you the opportunity, if you would like to tell people how they could contact you if they're interested in your services. I can vouch for Russ. Russ is an expert in live streaming, podcasting, and much, much more. And he is a fabulous person. So Russ, how can people get a hold of you?
You know, the easiest way is to connect with me. You can email me, russ@russjohns.com. And if you want to book a time or a call, go to bookrus.com and pull up my calendar and pick a time that we can actually have a conversation.
All right. So, that's awesome. Thank you, Russ. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Maria. I really appreciate you and all you do.
Oh, thank you. I look forward
to future episodes and all the adventures you have in front of you.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this. This is something that I have been wanting to do for a very long time. And I am thrilled to be kicking this off today. I wanted to share with the audience that in my coaching practice, I coach high achievers who are feeling unsatisfied, or maybe they're just miserable because they might be in the wrong job or who knows what. And I guide them to tune into inner intelligence. I find when you silence mind cluck, your inner intelligence gets loud. And that's when you can get those messages of like, maybe it's time for a change in whatever area of one's life. So I guide people to tune into inner intelligence, to build strategies and then execute them so that people can shift from feeling frustrated AF to being the queens or kings of their lives. And to contact me, feel free to contact me by email. That's maria@silencethemindcluck.com. You can also go to silencethemindcluck.com and book time on my calendar. So I'm going to wrap up today's episode. Again, I want to say to Russ, thank you so much for being our first guest and for helping me launch this whole thing. I couldn't have done it without you. And I really value everything you shared about mind cluck and your experience in silencing it. You gave so many great tips. So thanks so much for that.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Maria, for doing all you do. And it's great work. And, people need to connect with you. So as always, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Russ. All right. Bye, everyone.
Take care. Have a good day.
Yeah. Have a wonderful one.